Funding for The Front Row on Texas Tech Public Radio comes from the Helen Jones Foundation and from Citibank. Citibank's award-winning app delivers features that are redefining mobile banking, like the ability to turn your debit card off if it's ever lost or stolen, and the ability to raise ATM and spending limits. More information is at citibankonline.com. Citibank, member FDIC. Support also comes from Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Art, music, theater, and dance. Dean Noel Zoller invites you to enjoy some of the 800 performances and exhibits produced each year by talented students, faculty, and visiting artists. See the stars of tomorrow on the stage today. Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Explore, dream, discover. And from Lubbock's Cultural District. Always creative, never flat. More information is available at lubbockculturaldistrict.org. Ballet Lubbock's spring production takes place April 7th and 8th at the Lubbock Memorial Civic Center Theater. Titled Click, it features original music by Scott and Amy Ferris. To unpack everything that goes into a performance built from scratch, I met with Nicholas Draga and Yvonne Rotsky of Ballet Lubbock and composers Scott and Amy Ferris. We're visiting first with Nicholas Draga, who is executive director of Ballet Lubbock, and a very exciting project is coming up. It's the spring production for Ballet Lubbock, and it's really unique, something that I've not seen before. Give us an overview and tell us about it.
Oh, sure. So our spring production is called Click, and it's certainly a venture for Ballet Lubbock. I think it is literally the first time in Ballet Lubbock's history that we have commissioned an all-original evening-length production. So we're excited that it's from beginning to end all original stuff. So what it is it's a mixed repertoire program, but in essence, Yvonne and I heard a concert from Amy and Scott Ferris about 2 years ago and thought, well, that's really cool. How can we trick them into doing a ballet for us? So we went and had coffee with them at J&B and said, hey, we really like your music. We think there's something to be had here, and maybe we can work together and come up with a show. So really what it is it's original music by Amy and Scott Ferris. So of evening of that, it's eclectic. There's some rock and roll, there's electronic dance music, some classical, some hip hop. I mean, it's we've got rap in it. It's fantastic. And then Yvonne and her team of choreographers, you know, listen to the music and choreograph some great pieces. We've introduced some lighting, some really exciting theatrics, some lasers. It's going to be a very unique, fun, awesome project, and we're just really, really excited about it. So, yeah.
So this would be 180 degrees different than Swan Lake, with a historical precedent where you have, yeah, you know, years and years and years of things to look at and, yeah, to derive from. In this case, it's completely brand new.
Yes, well, I think that was what was the most exciting thing, that this was, I think Yvonne and I were most excited about the process of this, because we didn't really have an end result or an end goal in mind when we started. We wanted to work with cool people and work with them and what they thought would be, and come up with the project together. So, right, so it's all new, and it's just really just very cool movement paired with very cool music. If I can, I don't know if that's a good way to sum it up or not, but it's...
it sounds good.
Yeah, there we go.
Right. So here's the chicken and egg. Did the choreography have something in mind, or did the music come first? How did that work?
Music came first. Okay. In this one. It doesn't always come that way, but we had concepts of what we wanted to do. We had concepts of, oh, we want to mix hip-hop with ballet. We want to mix just strings. So we did have concepts.
That informed the music.
And yes. And then we collaborate going, we'd like to do this, and then they came up. So it might be kind of the same, I would say, maybe at the same time, but I can tell you from a choreographer point of view, you listen to the music first, and then you come up with the movement.
Right.
But the concepts probably came at the same time as the music.
Right, right. So this wasn't like a commission. I'm commissioning you to write a requiem. This was, come up with some music, and we'll
synthesize together a project.
It was a, I mean, literally the description of what collaboration means. It was, how about this? Okay, and then I'll do this. Okay, and I'll come up with this. Well, I like strings. Okay, then I came up with this. It was literally back and forth, and throughout that we came up with, for my piece especially, but I would communicate with them about what we want to do, and then once the music was written, then I gave it to the guest choreographers. So the guest choreographers had the music already done for them. They weren't so much involved in actually the music composition process. That was more of Amy, Scott, and I, but they're the brilliant minds that came up with the music. So
Amy and Scott Ferris, you get the invitation to write some ballet music. Now, what does that mean when you hear that?
I wanted to be a ballerina as a child, and was the most awkward, graceless thing you can imagine. So this is like the closest I'll ever get. I love dance. I love all kinds of dance. And this truly is a dream come true for me. I have longed to ride a ballet my whole life. So this
did
has been really great.
Did you have preconceived ideas about, oh, this is a ballet? Or did you just say, I'm just going to write absolute music and see what happens?
Yeah, because at our beginning meetings, we kind of talked about this being not your traditional story-led ballet, that it would be more about concepts than a story. So yeah, we were like, what interesting things can we pull out here and what various genres can we use to make it really
so
cool?
So what's the next step after you say, okay, we're free to do what we like? Well, then what?
Well, that was one of the, yeah. There's a danger in that freedom. I've got to just hand so much credit to Yvonne and Nick because they trusted us so much. They literally said, do what you want.
It was wide open. I mean, it was awesome.
Yeah, you don't get that invitation too often. You know, most things come with lots of strings attached as far as stylistically or whatever. And Amy and I are both very diverse just between the two of us. And in our listening, we're very eclectic. So we pull from a lot of different genres. So that's kind of a hallmark of our work. And so we thought, why not bring that to this as well?
Sure. We toured in rock bands for years right after I graduated from Tech. In fact, while I was still at Tech studying music composition. So I had that from my childhood through college, the classical influence and all of the music theory, which I absolutely love. And then 20 years on the road in a rock band. So it's really, it's a kind of diverse background.
So what all did you incorporate into a score? What all did you decide you wanted to do?
Well, at the beginning, Yvonne said she loved cello. So I just said, how about two cellos then? So we have two cellos, violin, viola, clarinet. We have four vocalists. At times they are soloists, and at times they are more a choir. Let's see.
Electric guitar, a rapper, a DJ. Yeah. Drums, bass, guitar, piano.
Yes.
Yeah. I think the first piece that we did is actually a piece called Flicker. And it's one of my favorite works in it. It was the first one we got to see the dance of, too. And there's this real fond memory of the first time you see a piece of music you composed interpreted by the human body. It's one of the most beautiful things I've ever experienced. You know, we've done work that's collaborative with video or that's collaborative, you know, in those regards. So we've experienced that process, but seeing your music interpreted by the human form is just incredible.
Magical.
Yeah, it is. And there's a rapper from Dallas named David Morgan that's been making a lot of waves over there. He's brilliant. He's also a Tech alumni, as are Amy and I. And we reached out to him and did a collaboration with him where we created all the music for it. He did the rap on it. And so that was our first piece. And that piece is actually about 12 minutes long, which is pretty immense. It starts in a very almost psychedelic guitar-based rap, then goes to probably more of a funk-based rap, and then goes into a ballad in the middle of it.
A really intimate, tender moment with the singer, Rhodes.
And Hannah Jackson, who's a great singer from around the region, is singing that part, and then it goes back to the hip-hop at the end, and it's really cool. And so it was really fun to kind of marry these different styles, even within one piece.
Well, and the cool thing about that one was that the concept of the dance totally influenced what we wrote.
Yeah.
the lyrics, yeah. Because what is the concept of the choreography?
He has them all having flashlights, and they're kind of searching at the same time that they're discovering. Mm-hmm. And so it really does, like, it's the coolest thing. We heard it with the vocals, and it changes the whole piece. And then in the middle of it, you have this very tender, emotional ballad, and then all of a sudden it gets back to this big beat and all the dancers in it. And like you said, 12 minutes is a long time for people to, not only to play music, but to dance to music is a long time. But they love it. And it's so cool for the dancers to have that discovery process of they heard the music the first time. And then our choreographer, Bashawn Williams, came in. He's like, I want them all to have flashlights. And so there's a lot of lighting. I mean, not just the music, not just the dancers. But then once you get the lighting involved and the audio and video, it's really just like an incredible experience.
So Yvonne, tell us more about that. When you received the music, or at least some idea of what it was going to be, how then did that influence you, and how did you decide to parcel it out to choreographers?
Well, with the guest choreographers, we contacted Bashawn first. I knew he's one of our graduates, and he's a very well-known now professional dancer. He dances with Ryra Woodbury in Salt Lake City. And so I've seen his choreography before, and I want to help him become more of a choreographer, so we reached out to him, and so he was the first one we contacted because he was here last summer, so he could start working with the dancers. And then after that, I knew I wanted to have Edward Truitt, who worked before. I wanted him to do a piece. And then it's serendipitous. We met this guest choreographer who's actually going to come in and hopefully do some things with Tech, and she's getting her MFA from NYU, and I saw her, some of her teaching in our summer workshop, and I asked her to do choreography, and she said yes, and I liked her movement. So we commissioned her. So it's always with dance, it's always kind of word of mouth and who you know and who you've worked before, and you see them, how they teach. So I would say, okay, well, we're going to do this collaborative project, and when we tell them it's original music, well, any choreographer is going to jump off their chair to get to do that because it's very rare. So she was excited. Then I said, okay, I'm going to just send you the music that I would like you to do. So we just kind of parceled it out with what I thought, knowing the choreographer, what I thought would be best for their, knowing their movement. And then for the piece that I got to choreograph, I have my hands in all of them kind of a little bit, but the one that's solely mine is the one that I asked Amy to do, and I told her I love cello, I love strings. And so I really had no concept. All I knew is I wanted to do a neoclassical piece, very neoclassical. And then they brought me in, and I just sat down, and they were so quiet, and I just sat and listened to the music, and it was about 14 minutes, but I didn't make a sound. I was just, it was so perfect, I can't even put into words how perfect, when I heard it, this is exactly what I wanted, and as I was listening to it, I could see in my head already, okay, well, I just want a few dancers, my really, really good strong dancers on point. I just want that. And then she explained to me, it's five instruments. I'm just calling. We never really had a title at first. She was saying, oh, well, right. It might be called five because there's five instruments. And da-da-da. And I go, oh, there'll be five dancers. This is perfect. It's five pathways of life. And we just had, and for lack of a cheesy term, it just clicked. Because we clicked of, okay, that's the title. Those are the instruments. This is the way life goes, five different ways. And so that was just one of those organic things that just kind of kept growing from when I first heard the music. But I really think that piece of music is brilliant. It's just brilliant. And I would be surprised if it's not done over and over and over again because it's that good.
Wow, thank you. Yeah, I was terrified. She said she sat there silently, and she did. And I was kind of sitting beside her looking at her face. And I didn't say anything, and I was like, oh, no, she hates it. She hates it.
Oh, I didn't say anything because I didn't want to miss a moment. I was so excited.
Oh, really. My goodness. Yeah.
Was it your plan to involve your entire company?
Yes, absolutely. So in our spring, we always do either, last year we did Snow White, and then this year we do a mix. And so it was always going to be the company for sure. They were all going to be involved. And then one of the coolest things is the very last piece is called Communication Breakdown. And part of being a dancer and part of growing now more than ever is you encourage your dancers to learn how to choreograph, which is a whole other beast, especially for a younger student. And these kids are teenagers, and they're so committed and sacrificing their time to dance. I said, okay, you guys, I'm going to let you choreograph a minute of each piece, of each section of the dance. So it's 10 minutes long. So 10 of them said, I want to choreograph. And it has been the coolest thing to see them choreograph their own, first of all, to be in that leadership role where they're choreographing on their peers, And to see who kind of steps up with no problem being a leader than the one who kind of has to have a little bit of more encouragement. But their movement is brilliant. I mean, it's going to be the coolest piece. I'm so glad it's the last piece because...
Well, it's the hardest because each company dancers have got my minute, so I'm going to make it crazy.
Yeah. So, by minute nine,
they're exhausted.
I probably should have put a rest in there because I didn't even think about that. So they have their 60 seconds if they want to kill everybody in their 60 seconds. So they are done by the end of that. They were so excited doing it, and it was just so neat to see. To see how your students, you can see how they like have taken stuff that they've learned, and everybody says choreography, you steal choreography because you learn from what your teachers teach you. So it's neat to see how they all put their own little voice in there, but also pull from what they've been taught, and they have such a sense of pride that. And I said, you guys, your first choreography, and it's a piece that no one's even heard this music before. It's new, and I don't know if they're old enough to understand how. Special it is. I'm sure they will one day, but it's been a great experience.
I'm struck by this the whole collaborative thing. It's collaborative with the artists who wrote the music, with the choreographers, with all of the choreographers, including the company itself.
Yeah,
that's really kind of I don't think I've run across that before.
No, it's you'd be surprised in the dance world. I think and I'm sure it's in everywhere, but I would say in the dance world there's so much collaboration that goes on. And especially now, that's the only way the arts is going to thrive. You have to work together. There's no way you can have one person doing it. So if you ever go look at dance companies, everything you see is a collaboration because they're bringing in guest choreographers. They're bringing in guest musicians. They're bringing in guest artists to compose a piece or to create. You bring in guest choreographers from another company to work with your company. So it's actually quite common in the professional world of dance. I would say... For Ballet Lubbock, a school of our size, to do what we're doing here is unheard of. I don't know of anyone I can, in my area of expertise and fellow directors that I know that have schools like ours with a pre-professional company doing something like this. It's extremely, and at this level, at such a high level of professionalism, I can safely say there's no one doing this. Right. It's pretty cool. We're every day pinching ourselves. I can't believe we get to do this.
More information about Ballet Lubbock's performance of Click is available at balletlubbock.org. This program will be available on our website, kttz.org. Thanks for listening to The Front Row on Texas Tech Public Radio. I'm Clint Barrett.